You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, August 29th, 2019. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 10 minutes till the top of the hour, and it's time for Arts Up with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council's Nancy DeCherney to figure out all your arts and entertainment opportunities this weekend. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, and there are a few.
All right.
Yeah.
Always are here in the capital city,
yeah.
It seems like.
How did it get to be the end of August is my big question.
And back to
beautiful.
60s and almost 70s degrees
gorgeous.
Coming
which
into the weekend.
Which is going to be perfect because on Saturday morning, bright and early at 9 a.m., it is the 12th annual Juno Food Fest. And in a minute, we'll talk about all the vendors and music and all the stuff that's going to be happening there. But that's starting things out on Saturday morning.
And at the Jack, right?
Yeah.
Right here.
And the lawn's going to be full. The parking lot's going to be full. And we'll get back to that. So there was just a little notice about the Symphony Wildlife Cruise, but it's sold out. So if you're interested in going, you should probably call 586-HORN and get on the wait list.
Is that their new phone number?
It's always been the phone number.
Has
it's really interesting. Yeah. 586-ARTS is the Arts Council's.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 586 or 463-LEAP is Juno Dance. Is it like back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, they used
before
letters.
They were on memory on our
yeah,
phones, it mattered.
Yeah. So if you ever need to call the Arts Council, you can remember 586 Arts. Got it. Okay, good.
I don't think we're 586 KTOO. I'll
no,
have to
I don't
check.
Think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're much, anyway, so then on Monday, it is Labor Day, but the Arts Council will be open. We will have pickleball, so you can come on down noon to 2 and play pickleball. Tuesday, there will be pickleball again, but there is a theater group moving in, so you only get one court. So for the next couple of weeks, we're down to one court for pickleball. There is a yoga drop-in class at Raven Yoga on Wednesday at 5:45 to 7. But, you know, it's kind of a – there's the walking tours, the historic tour of Wickersham, downtown walking tours. But it's kind of a quiet week for productions except for the food festival.
All right.
Oh, and also there's Amazing Crab Spiders with Bob Armstrong at the Egan Lecture Hall on Saturday at 7 p.m. So get to know about that thing.
Yeah, we got to talk to Bob yesterday on the show.
Mm-hmm. And there is a handcraft and market at the Mendenhall Mall at noon on Saturday. So I think
Bob and Nancy Waterman mentioned that there's a fly casting workshop that was postponed from a couple weeks ago that is Saturday morning.
Cool.
And check out Southeast Alaska Land Trust for more information on that.
Cool. So on the food festival, it's free to the public to come in. We will have a variety of vendors. We'll have Salt and Soil there, Sharon Fleming, Elizabeth Odekirk, Alaska Coastal Seafoods, Wabi Sabi Wilderness Farm. He always brings great stuff. Catherine Fritz, she's usually making jam. Sometimes there's pies and they sell out, so you better get there. Danielle Redman, Pruitt's Products. He's the guy making the octopus, smoked octopus. Jane D'Angeli, Panhandle Produce, Orsi Organic Produce. Linda Volley, she makes great pottery and ceramics. The Fun Guy Forage Products from Haynes. He always is down. Friends of the Arboretum. Juno Local Emergency Planning Committee. The University will be there. Cooperative Extension. Uncharted Beauty. Barnacle Foods. Marms and Meeks. Doug Eklund. Alan Butner. Ed Bajarski. Edible Ed, you know. All the fun stuff. JEDC, The Bear House, Juno Composts, the Juno Garden Club, Sweet Song Chocolates, and because we filled up the main hall, out on the parking lot, there's going to be Juno Urgent Care, Kim Peterson, the Makerspace, Douglas, and Juno Community Gardens, Dress Ruggles, and some more things. We think maybe the Bouncy House is coming. We're not sure. There will also be live music. It's going to start off at 9:15 in the morning with Kyle Worrell's been teaching kids traditional games. There'll be a demonstration of traditional games. Then Miguel Rohrbacher will be in. Scott Ibex is going to perform. Laura Zahasky will be performing. And there's a musician I can't remember somewhere in there. But it's live music. It's going to be a crazy day.
All day Saturday food fair at the Jack.
Yeah, it's actually from 9 until 1. So 9 till 1:30. And it's, like I said, it's free and it's loads of fun. And it's been a great summer, so I imagine the produce is going to be fabulous.
Okay, so like a farmer's market is part of this, so you can go home with lots of veggies. Are there going to be things to eat there as well?
Well, I think that the food trucks will be open. We'll probably have popcorn, you know. Everybody should have popcorn.
Yeah, and
makes
live
a great
music.
Breakfast food. Yes, yeah.
And so, probably plenty of parking because it's a Saturday.
Yes, you can park all between the Centennial Hall and the Jack and everywhere because it's a Saturday, so it's all good. And then you can go on to the other exciting things or go out the road and beachcomb. It's a great idea. Before the winter sets in, right?
Yes, that's right.
Get your last hot dog roast in out there.
All right.
So, anyway, that's what's going on this weekend.
And for more, where can we find it, Nancy?
JAHC.org or KTOO.org. So I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Nancy, thanks for coming on the show. And that's another edition of Arts Up.